Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GMS Magazine channel. I am Paco Garcia, your host, and this is the GMS RPG Academy. This particular show is how to publish your game. This is where I give you my insights as a publisher, gamer, GM, writer, etc. Anyway, in this episode, I want to talk to you about the tone of your game and how are you actually thinking, controlling that, if at all. When I read this beauty, this is Unknown Armies, the recent edition that came in this gorgeous leaf that turns into GM Spring. Fantastic. They made a very, 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 very big point on actually having the tone really strong. It was kind of narrated. And it uses some words that some people could find a little bit jarring. This is a game for mature audiences. So hearing the, reading, the word Berk wasn't the bad, but it's not something that you would want to add in a Lord of the Rings game, for instance, or D&D game, because the language adds a lot of tone. There are some writers out there that you can... you can tell the tone. You know, Robin D. Laws is one of them. I'm reading at the moment The Yellow King, and his vivaciousness is very much transmitted by a very clever use of some sentences here and there that makes you smile quite a lot, even if it is a really horrific horror game. So this is something that you have to think about when you're writing your game. In the previous episode, I spoke about your audience, and this is something that you need to think about: how your audience is going to take the tone of your game. Are you going to narrate it in a comedic way? Are you going to be using very mature language with, you know, swear words or, you know, very obscure vocabulary? What is the tone of your game going to be? What do you want to achieve through your prose? Because that matters an awful lot. And that is something that is important you tell your editor, because your editor is going to tell you, or be able to tell you, well, this may be going a little bit too far, or you may be able to input a joke here and there, or you are repeating these things too many times. Also, it will give you a good idea as to whether you need a sensitivity editor. Yes, any and every project should have a sensitivity editor. If budget is really tight, maybe your editor should be your sensitivity editor as well. Or maybe you need something a lot more specialized, and you need to consider that. So if you're writing, you know, child abuse into your game, for whatever reason you want that, let's not go into that. You definitely need somebody who will be able to tell you, wow, because that is a very hard thing to do. If you're writing a book about evil, then the tone may not want it to be comedic. And if you have more writing a book about evil clowns, then you may want to have some comedy here and there thrown into it. If you're writing a book about history, maybe the tone should be quite authoritative. Whereas if you're writing a book about high fantasy, well, maybe you want to have a prose that's going to, you know, reflect that. Writing is not just a matter of putting words onto paper or word processing. It's more a matter of conveying a message. And in a role-playing game, the tone and the atmosphere should go throughout the whole book, and it is something to think about. So before you consider, oh, that's it, I've written down this thing, done, think about if the tone of your writing fits the theme and the audience that you want to reach. Thank you very much indeed for being there. Thank you to our Patreon supporters, if you're one of them. Well, you've seen this a lot sooner than anybody else. It is truly appreciated. Thank you for subscribing to the show. And until the next time, I will talk to you very, very soon. Take care. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DMS Magazine channel. I am Paco Garcia, your host, and this is the show